This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I'm your host, Terry Honey, and we are live. We are broadcasting here from K Pulpit. If you are on the app, and if you're listening to us, welcome. If you're live streaming, welcome. We have a wonderful time with us today. It is the 29th of April, and it's a wonderful time for us to celebrate, isn't it? Because today's title is called From Kingdom Assignment, From 9 to 5 to Kingdom Assignment. And with me in the studio, I have Pastor and his wife, Ricardo and Alana, all the way from Strandfontein. Do you want to say hello to the listeners?
Hi, good afternoon, listeners.
Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for having us on your show.
You're welcome. And we're excited to hear about this couple. They have a beautiful story, and they can tell you all about that in a few minutes. But today, you know, I just wanted to encourage you, for you know that Couples of Destiny is where faith, where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose together. Because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. And that is just my line, my phrase. I feel like when we are in unity as couples, you know, we are following and walking into our purpose, into our destiny, and following God's call. You know, I always look at the significance of the day. When it's a specific day in the calendar, there's always something significant that happened worldwide, anywhere in the world. Yeah. And today is actually the 29th of April. It's very significant because we know there's a lot of historical things that happen and observances that are going on all over the world, but it's an International Dance Day.
Oh.
Do you know that? So I wanted us to be dancing here into the studio and dance wherever we go today. Yes. Just to remind you, listeners, if you have anything to dance about, dance it. My one daughter, we did a painting one day, art shop, whatever, and she did a painting and she wrote there, "My kitchen is made for dancing." And I'm like, wow, that is actually so cool, you know. So, and she loves to dance. She dances at every opportunity. But here today, we're dancing into a conversation that so many couples are quietly navigating. So we're going to hear from this couple right now. And we know that balancing the demands of 9 to 5 and raising children and still answering the call of God on your lives, because let's be honest, you know, some days you're praying in the spirit, and other days you're just trying to lose your salvation in the traffic on the N1 or N2, isn't it? Wherever you are traveling today. I mean, I was in traffic last week. I couldn't believe Cape Town traffic is so hectic. But here's the truth. God never called you to choose between your work and your assignment.
Yeah.
He's called us to navigate and to steward both of it. And when I looked at your bio, I'm like, this couple knows how to steward both of it. So I'm going to remind the listeners today, the scripture that we base today's conversation is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It reminds us that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So bringing this into a nutshell, you are balancing life, marriage, and a calling. And when I look at the two of you, I look at your social media, I'm like, these people are doing life and ministry and family. So I know many couples feel stretched, not because of a lack of love. Sometimes it's because they carry a lot, you know, and we know the dynamics of ministry and family. But I want to ask you a question today. I want you to take our listeners on a journey. How did you both recognize that your marriage was not just for relationship, but for an assignment? Was that before you got married? How did you know?
I think Ricardo, we'll start with
okay, I think that happened before we got married. And so I think we met each other around about in 1997, 98.
Okay.
She belonged to a worship team south of the Nile, and I belong to a drama group which is Addicted to Jesus.
Oh, wow.
And so we shared a platform during that time, and so they were singing and we were doing our drama, and from there we kind of connected. But I think I connected with a dad, Pastor Alan Thomas.
Okay.
And so me visiting their home, we busy sitting around the table and we discussing the Word of God. And while sitting there, I see someone walking past up and down, up and down. And I think, God, is just now you presenting me with like Eve being presented to Adam? And she caught my attention. And after that, the journey started. And I think we fell in love with each other, but with ministry as well. And so that complemented our marriage before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was during that time.
Yeah, and I think also what was so beautiful is that we both had, you know, the same passion for young people. Mm. And also within our communities where we grew up, we saw the need, you know, to just invest in young people. And so even before even thinking of marriage, just recognizing, you know, the heart he had for Christ and myself, you know, and we could complement each other in ministry and work as a team.
Wow.
And through ministry, I would say that God just ignited a love for one another. And I remember once we were out in Tulbagh on a weekend outreach, and my dad said, vessels to be used for the Lord, so please. And it was really eye-opener because at that time we didn't even know that the end result was going to even be an actual relationship, a marriage, a future. But I think just acknowledging the call at a young age and then building from there and allowing God, you know, being that firm foundation just to guide us.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know, when you know that you know, whether dad was the instrument used, in your case, it was really awesome, you know. So the other question I want to ask you also, you know, because I know there's such impact, you know, in unity when we start walking, advancing in something greater than our personal needs, something greater than what you thought just as a couple, you know, you knew that there was a calling. But what were some of the early challenges of balancing work and family, man? This is the thing that people want to hear. But how do people do life? They work 9 to 5. They have a family. They have ministry. Do you have a social life? You know, how do you balance that?
I think for us, we had to learn the hard way. It wasn't easy. Because there were moments when we thought, you know, ministry was key. It was the forefront. Nothing else mattered. But it was a blessing for us early in our marriage where the Lord actually quieted us to a point where we had to realize that it's God first, then family, then the works, you know. And that really just realigned us. Also, our daughter wasn't well. She was diagnosed with a blood condition. And so it required us to be present, not just to be, you know, parents providing and giving care or getting someone to care for her, but to be in the room, you know, to be present in that moment. So one of the challenge was just to really know when it was, you know, the time to move as the Spirit led. And then there were times when God said, you need to stay and take this time out, you know, for the family just to reposition themselves and come back into alignment. But I don't know if you...
I think it does not happen overnight. Obviously, it's a process. But every process is a learning process. So I love the scripture where it says the word of God is Holy Spirit inspired. It is there for teaching, training, correcting, and rebuking. So if we are to align ourselves to the scripture, there's times that we need teaching, but also the application where there's the training. The training is not always easy. The training is sometimes difficult. And then you're being corrected by the word of the Lord, and you need to come back and say, you know what? We don't have this. We're not there yet. So we're still a work in progress. But as you surrender and as you submit to the Lord, you align yourself to that verse and be mature enough to say, you know what? We messed up there. So now we need to realign ourselves. And I think you learn from mistakes and you look back and you say, okay, we're getting there, but we're not there yet. And I think that is important, that everything is a learning process.
That learning process. I think too many people want a quick fix, you know, and they think it's all just bit of roses, you know. Oh, no, I'm going to get married, have a family, and do ministry, and have a job, and it can be overwhelming, you know. So do you run your ministry for, you don't have anyone full-time, none of you are full-time?
I'm currently full-time, for the last 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been full-time.
Okay, so someone's manning the ship there.
Yes.
Can we say today, we're dancing all this technical stuff away because it's an International Dance Day today, right? We are still here with Ilana and Ricardo speaking about 9 to 5 and kingdom work after that. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so working for the Lord in this way for me is like when I listen to the two of you and your story and how you navigate through life and through ministry and doing what you do for God is really admirable, you know. But I want to ask you this one question. Do you feel like one area of your life is suffering while you are trying to grow in another area?
Okay. I'll be open and honest. So early in our marriage, I had an inferiority complex. I always felt that I'm not worthy or I can't do certain things. And what God has done is I felt I lacked in that area, but she was stronger in that area. So my wife complimented me in that area, being the suitable helper. She's always been the driving force to me in that sense. So I would feel I can't move forward, I can't go. And so she's the one that pushes me and say, you know what, there's more in store. God has created you for this purpose and for that. And so that helped along the journey. And so where I lack, I think within our vows, we also said where you go, I go. Mm. And the areas where I'm weak, my wife is the strong one. The areas where she's weak, I am then the strong one. And so we kind of complement each other in that sense. And I think that is where.
Yeah, and I think also just like to be mindful, you know, that the covenant was to be protected. So there were moments of suffering where we would maybe find ourselves so busy, we forget about date night, we forget, you know, about the little things that are actually major things, because if your home is not in right standing, or, you know, and if we're not journeying in the right direction together, then it just brings unpleasantries within the home. And so again, it was really a blessing that we could find that that challenges, or meet those challenges early on in life, and just be mature enough to realize that there are these gaps that needs to be attended to. And like I said previously, just to understand that God ordained marriage. And so when we exchanged our vows, we said, well, you go, I go. And so when he goes to minister out throughout our time now of ministering, and it's now 25 years that we're ministering together, is that he shouldn't be seen as an island. He's married. His wife is on his side. And when I minister out, if it's not a ladies' event and our ladies go with me, he's with me. So we do things together. Also, just to be present, you know, in the lives of our children. And there was about 3 months just prior to COVID when our late parents were in Spain for 3 months, and they placed us in charge of the church. So even though we've been serving in the pastoral for the last 27 years, it still wasn't where we were the senior lead for the church. And that was an eye-opener, Terry, because I remember I was still in the music because I'm a recorded gospel artist, and we came home one night from a campaign, and our daughter looked at us and said, Mom, if this is how it's going to be, then I don't want you to leave the church one day. And again, I say it was an eye-opener. It was God himself, by his Spirit, just giving us the opportunity to look at what is breaking, look at what is suffering, but to be mature enough to sit down, to have a conversation, and to realign ourselves once again, and to allow the Spirit of God to do that, you know, not us having our own preconceived ideas, perceptions on how it should be.
Or pushing your agenda.
Exactly. And I think that's the huge thing, or the greatest thing to let go of in ministry, is your own agenda, because it's his assignment.
Exactly.
It's his calling. It's his timing. He qualifies the called.
Right.
There were moments, like he says, where we felt like, God, why? How? Like us. But God placed us there. So we saw that, you know, as a real blessing, because we could say, look, if in future, and remember, this is 6 years prior to us even taking over, like now, in terms of being senior pastors there, God gave us that opportunity to attend to what was suffering. Wow. And now that we're in that position, we're doing it differently.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
And I think if I may say this, it's important to understand that you're the pastor, but you're also the husband. You're the pastor, but you're also the father of your children. And we always maintain that we want to be there for everybody else, but I still need to be there for my wife. We still need to be there for our own children, so that they don't grow up saying, you were there for everybody else, but you were never there for us. So we try to maintain the balance within the ministry, within the family, and within the marriage as well.
So important. So important. Listeners, I hope you are connecting with this, because this is so relevant and very, very good information for those who are battling to balance all the balls in, keeping all the balls in the air. You know, sometimes I've seen couples who are doing amazing things publicly. Beautiful. You see it all over social media and everything, but privately they are disconnected. You know, and their purpose should never cost your partnership. And when we see these things, Nehemiah speaks about it so beautifully in Nehemiah 4:16. It says, it speaks about building and guarding at the same time.
Yes.
So when I come to this next question, it's about how do you protect your marriage while serving others and carrying responsibility? You gave us some beautiful tips now on how to not do certain things and how to come back into alignment. But this question is, how do you guard your heart, build and guard?
I think when it comes to marriage, you need to keep your eyes on Christ and keep your eyes on your wife.
Absolutely.
I think that is important. But in terms of to protect your marriage, I believe the Bible is the blueprint. And so it gives you everything that is needed pertaining to godliness. And so I think I would go to where the Bible speaks about love your wife as Christ loves the church. It's a sacrificial love. It is to be there to protect her in everything that you do. And the other verse that I could go to is the one where Paul says, watch your life and your doctrine closely. In doing so, if you persevere in it, you will save both yourself and others. And I think that is important, that you constantly watch your own life, watch your doctrine and how you apply it in your marriage as well. And then you serve your wife. And I think that is, I told her earlier, or it was our anniversary, 25th anniversary. And I told my wife, listen, it's 23 years. So I served a 23-year sentence of my life sentence with my wife. And so I'm serving now, 23 years. But it's been a real blessing. And my role is to protect.
Right.
And to cover.
Love
and
it.
To be there for her. She's still my queen. I still open the door for my wife. I'm still there to cover. If it's cold, here's my jacket. And so never let the fire die. Still go courting. I mean, we went to watch the movie now the other day. So that is part of the journey.
Nice.
Don't lose that in ministry.
Keep that flame burning,
baby. Keep the flame burning.
I love it. I love it. You know, they stay connected. And also, you know, what do you do when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you feel tired? Especially, I mean, you work now, you come home, you still got all this stuff to do. And just how do you support each other?
I think communication is key. So we've got that safe space with each other where we can actually just be honest and say, look, I'm not having a good day. We've been through quite a rough patch with COVID, losing loved ones. So he was there, you know, in my worst state, most broken state, when I felt like I just wanted the earth to open up and swallow me. He was there to pick up the pieces day after day. And I always say, when we got married, I told him, I'm not marrying a perfect partner. I'm not married because I feel you, this perfect guy on this earth. No, I believe within marriage, we become the right partners. And I'm just blessed that I could be vulnerable. And also, when I'm tired, when I'm overwhelmed, I feel that's a safe space to say it, because I'm not being judged. I'm not being expected to get up and go and make food. I mean, he does washing, he does cleaning. His stance is it's 50-50 in terms of the house chores. So it's your house, it's my house, so we both do the cleaning. Good. But I must say, when he paints, then I get my paintbrush as well, because he paints and I paint.
That's good. The two become one in everything.
One,
I love it. I love it. Well, we're just going to have a short to listen to this couple who is so giving us such a lot of nuggets for today. 29th of April, and we are celebrating by dancing, International Dance Day. So listen, my brother, when you have to worry about getting the dates wrong, you can just take her for a dance, okay? Dance it away today. Anything that happens, we're going to dance. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it's a beautiful scripture. It says, when you can't see clearly, you remind them of who they are. Encourage, pray, and affirm them, because we need to encourage one another and build each other up, which the two of you are so beautifully doing, encouraging one another. You know, my husband had a problem, but he couldn't speak he was just not a communicator. He used to watch me, and he says, how do you get it right? You speak to the guys cleaning the street, and you can speak to the president. You know, you have no filter. I'm like, I have this boldness and confidence, and it took him a while to get there. You know, he uses that line all the time. He always looked at me like, how can you speak to everyone? And I got to build up the courage. So I hear you, my brother, you know, and God has really strengthened you and equipped you and empowered you. Amen. And I mean, listen to you here on the radio now. You're letting it all out. Yeah. All right. So, you know, sometimes at the end of the day, it's not always 50-50. Sometimes it's 80-20 or sometimes 90-10. It just depends how your love will show up on that day. You know, I think in any way it will show up. Mm. When you don't give that 50, I will give the other part, of thing. So when we look at agreement doesn't always feel like alignment, and this is where some people have it very twisted. Yeah. But when we look at your assignment, that you're stepping into your full assignment there now, I know there are moments where couples will stop asking, can we do this? Or they will start saying, can we trust you? You know, will God trust you? Or, that we ask ourselves this question all the time. But what would you say to couples today who feel that they are called, but they don't know where to start?
I think seek the Lord's face together. Study scriptures together to find out, what it is that God is calling us to. I do believe when you are a couple, when you're married, that God will not call the wife in one direction and the husband in another. And what I mean by that is a lot of times people think, I'm not going to submit. I'm not a doormat. I've also got a ministry. I've got a calling. But I don't believe that the Spirit of God will do that to bring separation in terms of your union. And so it's very important just to seek the Lord's face together, to hear from the Lord together, and then also to submit yourselves to that calling, because it might not be what you've expected. I think of us, we've always had a love for the youth ministry, for children's ministry, and now we find that God has placed us where we have to lead a church, and that's different generations. And it can be overwhelming. It can be also to a point where you feel you're not equipped to do this, but it's just to understand that if God has called you together, He will strengthen you as one, and He will guide you as one, He will equip you, and you just have to lean on each other in that moment as well, trusting that one day at a time He will bring it to fruition, everything that is set out for you.
Yeah, for me, I think, like my wife said, you need to seek the Lord's face. And really make sure that this is the assignment that God has given us. And so, like with us, we complement each other. And if we go right to the beginning in Genesis, my wife is given as a suitable helper to assist in every area in ministry. But does that mean that I'm going to lord it over? Does that mean I'm going to control her and enforce my ways upon her? No, it brings us back to I need to love and respect my wife. So whatever the ministry, whatever the calling may be, we need to be in agreement. We need to understand that if we're going to do this, there's going to be some sacrifices. There's going to be long-term, there's going to be short-term, there's going to be children involved, especially when it comes to the full-time ministry. How are we going to go about it? God is gracious, but God also gives wisdom. He gives understanding, and He gives you like a blueprint in how to go about. And like my wife said, we've always been involved in youth ministry. Currently, we have a children's ministry at the church every Tuesday, every Thursday. She will be starting soon with a teens ministry where we complement that and we help each other, but we're in agreement in that. Yeah. And I think what's important, especially in marriage, is for the children to see that unity within the marriage, that we're not pulling our own way, that she's telling me, I've got my ministry. No. We do not compete against each other, but we complete each other within ministry. And I think we draw from that as the Lord allows.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. When you say you complement each other, do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Mm. Well, I think when she's got her, she used to sing. And she's still singing, but I mean, she used to do shows on whatsoever. So I would support her in that. Whatever you need at that moment, I will do that for you. I will be your driver. I will go whatever is needed if I'm not busy. And vice versa, she will support me in whatever I need to do. And that is how, even in the ministry, she's not going to run around and ask everybody, what does the Bible say? What does it mean? No, the Bible says, go to your husband. And speak to your husband. I think the problem that we have within ministry, we want to discuss our partners with everyone else on the outside. And we can go back to the beginning. Eve went and she had a conversation with the enemy. And that resulted in bringing conflict within the marriage, resulting in the fall. And so stop talking to other people about your partner, but speak to your partner. This is what God is saying, and this is how we move forward.
That is so good, because I think when you come into that kind of agreement, alignment will flow.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're aligning yourself with what God's word says and your calling.
Correct.
You know, because a lot of people have that wrong. So they don't, not in agreement, but they want to be in alignment.
Yeah.
You know, so where do we draw the line? You want to be in alignment, but you're not in agreement. So how can the Lord command a blessing?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so it's a lot of open-ended stuff out there where people don't have clarity on. You know, and I hope that today with what you shared and with this conversation that they will have clarity by seeking God together and complementing one another, not competing, but completing and complementing.
Yeah.
I like that, all the C's out here today, all the C's out there in dancing. There's a C in dancing as well, everyone.
Cha-cha.
If I may, there's a book, Equal Yet Different, Alexander Strauss, and that's important.
Alexander Strauss.
So we're equal in the sight of God, but we're different in the roles that we play within the ministry, and I think that's important. Equal yet different.
Love it. There's a book to go and get out there for you today. You can dance today, and tonight you can go and read Equal But Different. So the last question I want to ask you in this time that we still have allotted to us this afternoon, Pastor Ricardo and Alana. I didn't hear you sing, you know. Where can we hear you sing? Is it somewhere on, do you have songs out there that you wrote?
Yes, I've got songs out there. I'm not sure if Radio Cape Pulpit has them, but I know it's with the other radio stations as well. So it's just searching Alana Vessels. I know the one on iTunes still is You Give Me the Victory.
Oh, wow. Wow. So we're going to be searching out. If it's not here, we will surely get it on when you come up and have that other conversation with us again. You know, I know there's moments when couples will stop. And like I said earlier on, they say, can we do this? Or they'll start saying, God, we trust you in this, like we said earlier. And you explained so beautifully how they can search God together for their calling. But there's another question I want to ask you. What has been the reward of saying yes to God together?
I think the reward is, someone put it this way, that we have front row seats in seeing how God is able to transform and change lives.
Wow.
And so being in the ministry, you see how people come from brokenness to a place where there's a restoration, and just how God has delivered them and how they move from that point. I think the same with the two of us. The reward is, on this journey, both of us, we come from a place of brokenness where there's been physical and verbal abuse within our backgrounds. And coming into the marriage, she believed that I'm not going to allow a husband to treat me like my father treated my mother. Okay. And I came in and I said, I'm not going to treat my wife the way my father treated my mother. And so we had that, and she built barriers, and I came in from that angle, but the Lord has beautifully restored us in that. And so that is one of the rewards. God in that, in your marriage. And so it's the two of us and God as our covering, and we're growing together as one. And that is what the Lord offers. Come to me, all those who are broken, all those, and it is rewarding with everything, with every challenge, with every, it's rewarding, and you see the benefits. I think the psalmist says, forget not the benefits of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to listen to Beth dancing out of here shortly. So we've been listening to a beautiful conversation with Pastor Ricardo and Alana, and I'm reminded, you know, about when he spoke earlier about the rewards of serving God together for all the many years that there are. So over 23 years, you say, right? There's a scripture that I'm thinking about in Joshua 24, verse 15. And it says that me and my house, we shall serve the Lord together, me and my house.
Amen.
You know, and that is such a beautiful scripture that we always want to say, and we speak it in church. You know, your church is your house where you work, your house where you live. You know, me and my house will serve the Lord. And you are such a good example of that, leading your children in the way that you do, because we said, children watch what we do.
Yes.
They want to see that you're authentic. They want to see that ministry isn't a bore or whatever. I remember one of our spiritual mentors said to us one day, you want to work and you want to earn money because you don't want your children to think that ministry is going to keep you poor. you know, and I'm like, wow, that hit me like a rock. Yeah. Mm. My brother, do you want to pray for the listeners today? Just bless them with the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we turn to you at this point of time. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity given where we can rally around your word and discuss things pertaining to ministry. Father, I want to bring every couple that's involved, those, God, that you have predestined, those, God, that you have chosen to be under shepherds in your kingdom and in your vineyard. I do pray, God, it comes with many challenges, it comes with many trials, but also it comes with rewards and benefits and blessings. And so I do pray, God, that every couple, all those in ministry, that they will turn to you, O Lord, and the scripture, O God, that we started with will come, will be applicable in their situations, that the word of God is Holy Spirit inspired. It is there for teaching, for training, correcting, and rebuking, so that the man of God can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And if we are to be equipped for every good work, we need to surrender and submit to your word. I pray, God, that you will bless every couple, that you will give wisdom and understanding. And I pray, God, that you will give them a spirit of perseverance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, thank you for that, my brother Ricardo and Alana. Thank you for being such a blessing. I just want to declare over the listeners today that where there's been pressure, let there be peace. Yes. Where there's been confusion, let there be clarity. Where there's been distance, let there be divine connection today. We invite you today, Lord God, to be the center of every marriage listening, every person listening for their marriage, Father God, as you bring alignment over couples. We speak strength over the union, and we speak fresh vision over their assignment, Lord. Let them move from routine into purpose, O God, and from striving into grace, Father God. We thank you that every life is restored, strengthened, and anchored in you. Until we come together again next week, this is Terry Honey, Pastor Alana and Ricardo saying, so long.
God bless.
God bless, and let's go dance the day away. By now, we'll listen to Kane singing I'm So Blessed.
Opbouwende gesprek en klanke van hoop.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.